2 points. First of all, interestingly, it did not lead to job losses.
Mm-hmm.
I give you an example. Amazon is very advanced in using robotics in their warehouses. Between when they started really using it in 2017 or so, between 2017 and now, all the warehouses are full of robots who make the work a lot faster, a lot more accurate. On top of it, they hired 1.2 million workers. So it's it's not quite the end of the jobs that everybody. And by the way, in the U.S., unemployment is an all-time low. With all the robots, with all the AI, unemployment is 3.2%. It's unbelievably low. There are about 2.6, 2.7 job posting for every worker available. It doesn't look like the technology yet is. It can happen. Niels Bohr once said it's very hard to predict, especially the future. So mm-hmm. it's.
Of course. You know, I also think if we go back to the start of the conversation, I mean, the start of the conversation, we spoke about how there was so much concern about the fact that yes. AI will be a job killer. And now you've just highlighted that it's led to less job losses. It's led to an increase in employment. It's led to a lot better productivity. Why is that concern still there? Why are people still in the opinion then that it is a job killer?
Very good question.